The first interview we showed was the one that you did with her, and she says time and time and time and time and time and time again, it was allowed. Exactly. Was it allowed?
It was not allowed to not return those records before she left the State Department. She violated the Official Records Act, according to her own State Department IG appointed by President Obama. What you have shown just now, Mika, is completely undercuts the argument she's been making for more than a year, just as she is trying to persuade voters that she's not untrustworthy. I think that the most surprising and in some ways shocking thing is their reaction, claiming that this is the same as what former secretaries did, the comparison they're making to Colin Powell. The facts are that Colin Powell was the first Secretary of State to ever use email. He used it specifically to try to launch State Department into the new century and try to get people to communicate by email. He was using it as an example. He did use some personal emails. He didn't separate them, but it was a completely above board. Everybody in the State Department knew what he was doing. It was not, in fact, violating a rule that was put in place under Clinton, not after she left. It was put in place under Clinton, and she was warned beforehand of decades of this Records Act that prohibits you to leave the State Department, leave any agency, and not turn over your records. So there are so many flaws in their argument, and the politics, we'll have to see how that plays out, but I don't see how this is anything but devastating.